A rare gesture of political conciliation was witnessed in the National Assembly earlier this week when Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif extended a formal invitation to the opposition Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, for direct talks, raising hopes of easing the country's tense political climate. According to sources, the exchange took place during a National Assembly session when Prime Minister Shehbaz personally approached PTI Chairman Barrister Ghaffar Ali Khan, initiating a brief but meaningful conversation, including a handshake. The Prime Minister was quoted saying, "Let's sit and talk, negotiations are the solution to everything. I've said this before and I'm saying it again, we must talk." Barrister Ghaffar responded succinctly with an optimistic "Insha'Allah, God willing." Sources described the atmosphere as informal yet positive. The dialogue reportedly occurred just before the Supreme Court's landmark decision on reserved seats, which has major political repercussions. Efforts to secure an official response from Barrister Ghaffar were unsuccessful. However, PTI insiders confirmed that the Prime Minister's offer would be relayed to PTI founder Imran Khan, the party's ultimate decision-maker. This move aligns with recent overtures from PMLN leader Rana Sanalla, who has also advocated for dialogue with PTI to defuse political tensions. Speaking to the media after a meeting with opposition members earlier this week, Sanalla highlighted the Prime Minister's willingness to hold talks even in the Speaker's chamber, should the opposition find direct dialogue uncomfortable. "Dialogue is essential for democratic progress," Sanalla said, adding, "It is unfortunate that talks have stalled, and the responsibility lies with the PTI founder, who is obstructing meaningful engagement." However, despite these encouraging signs, prospects for reconciliation remain uncertain after a constitutional bench of the Supreme Court on Friday overturned its July 12, 2024 verdict that had reinstated PTI as a parliamentary party and permitted it to claim reserved seats in the national and provincial assemblies. The short order, issued on Friday, effectively bars the PTI from claiming nearly 80 reserved seats in the national and provincial assemblies. The ruling consolidates the position of the ruling coalition, potentially enabling it to secure a two-thirds majority in parliament, a development that could significantly alter the country's political landscape. The PTI strongly condemned the Supreme Court's verdict, terming it a violation of constitutional and democratic norms. In a statement issued by its central media department, the party described the judgment as a continuation of state oppression and a robbery of the public mandate. The statement further alleged that the party's constitutional right had once again been usurped through a judicial bench.